What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And welcome to our show today. It is Thursday, September 22nd, 2022. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. It's another very, very busy news day, and we got a lot of stuff to cover before we open the phone lines for your comments, questions, observations, and opinions. Mike is in our control room taking care of business, and let's get right on into it. Today is the autumnal equinox. Fall officially has started here in the Northern Hemisphere, and like I mentioned yesterday, we had a 20-degree drop in temperature here in southwestern Indiana. It was in the 90s yesterday. Today, it's in the low 70s. And so everybody's like kind of relaxed. Whoa, it finally feels like it's cooling down. And so a little bit of good news there. Now, a little bit of bad news coming out of Mexico. They have had a second major earthquake down there in the central part of the country, 6.8 magnitude. That was early this morning. Mother Earth is just rocking and rolling all over the place here. Okay, getting on back to Joe Biden's speech at the United Nations. Once again, he appeared to have a senior moment or a dementia moment where after completing his speech to the world, he appeared to get lost while walking off the stage and, you know, needed help to say, oh, here's the stairs, come over this way. And, I mean, this is embarrassing. For all of America, in front of the rest of the world, this is just humiliating that this is, you know, the resident in the White House here. Okay, now, former Trump attorney Jenna Ellis has discovered some disturbing revelations in the decision rendered by the 11th Circuit Court regarding the documents and materials seized by the FBI in Mar-a-Lago. And basically said there was a lot of stuff that weren't really documents, which is what the warrant was supposedly after, were classified documents here. And apparently the FBI seized over 1,800 other items that were not documents. Maybe that's why Melania Trump had to go buy a new wardrobe, is all these FBI agents took all the dresses and stuff for the next, you know, trans party that they go to or whatever. But the Department of Justice has now been allowed to go back and work with the documents by the special master. And the special master has said he doesn't really want to look at the classified materials anyway. Well, that's your job, to decide what was legitimately classified and what has been falsely classified to try and damage Donald Trump. Now, there's a letter that surfaced from the Obama Foundation. It was dated back in 2018, in which they admit keeping classified documents in unsecured storage at a furniture warehouse. Okay? And then, of course, we had the story with Hillary Clinton, who was keeping classified materials on her unsecured computer server. You know, the FBI didn't kick their doors down. It's only Donald Trump. Oh, we've got to get Donald Trump out there. And John Cleese of Monty Python fame and Harry Potter was on Twitter, you know, saying it's not a witch hunt, it's a where hunt, you know, trying to figure out what it is that Donald Trump will be jailed for. And my reply to that is attempting to murder nearly headless Nick. And because, I mean, let's face it, all of this stuff is just fantasy to begin with here. So we'll see what's going to happen. Okay, there is new information coming out from a January 6th whistleblower pointing to FBI manipulation and obstruction. And the whole thing's being discredited. It was a staged op to discredit Trump's concerns over the stolen election and to demonize anybody who was out there, you know, supporting Trump and asking questions about that 2020 election. And at this point, I think anybody who's actually been looking at the real information coming out of like the Maricopa audit and so forth, yeah, there was something very hinky about the 2020 election, and it does deserve to be fully exposed to the public. Now, unfortunately, during all of this brouhaha, the whistleblower has been named. It's Steve Friend. And apparently now that the FBI knows his name, they are predictably retaliating against him despite the whistleblower protection laws that are on the books here. All right, getting into the area of abortion, Stacey Abrams has set a new standard for idiocy and came on out with this claim that the heartbeats of the fetus shown in ultrasounds aren't real. Okay, she's saying it's all fake. There is no fetal heartbeat, at that stage of the development. And, this is just a lie to allow men to dominate women. Okay, and I mean, it's utterly ridiculous. I mean, anybody works, in obstetrics, has used an ultrasound and knows you can see the beating of the heart. And Stacey, like most everybody else on the Democratic Party, just assumes we're all a bunch of dumb idiots who will believe her when she says, oh, there's no heartbeat. It's a conspiracy. It's like the fake moon landings and the chemtrails and all the rest of that stuff. And it's utterly ridiculous. I guess we could class Stacey Abrams as a science denier. So much for follow the science on that one. And interestingly enough, during the interview, when she made this ridiculous claim, there was a fact checker from the Washington Post sitting there who just nodded their heads and said, yeah, okay, yeah, that's absolutely true here. For propaganda to work, it's got to be believable. And when you jump that shark as badly as Stacey Abrams just did, all you accomplish is reminding the American people the extent to which we are lied to by the government and the corporate media. And I'm sure that's something that the government does not want the American people thinking about too gosh darn bad at this stage of the game. All right, now down in Texas, Governor Greg Abbott, who's a Republican, he's up for re-election. He's being challenged by Texas Democrat Beto O'Rourke. And, O'Rourke really has not been very successful on these political races. It looks like from the polls that Greg Abbott is likely to win re-election, barring massive, massive election fraud. And O'Rourke is being described as barely a blip on Abbott's radar. And a lot of people have been watching Abbott, how he handled the border crisis especially. And, there's definitely a trend where politicians who want strong borders and a control on the illegal immigration, they're going to get the people's vote. They're certainly going to get my vote. Okay? And even before all this attempt to say, oh, no, abortion is the issue for the election. No, it's the economy first and foremost, immigration is second. So anyway, now getting on back to the abortion issue and to show just how silly this is getting, California Representative Jackie Speier, was on the House floor last Tuesday and basically seriously suggested that all U.S. military bases should be moved out of pro-life states. That's 128 U.S. military bases, because obviously they do bring a lot of money into the state revenues. And, Jackie is just saying, well, we'll take those bases away from them to show them what for about, sanctity of life and all that pro-life nonsense here. All right, we're looking at a new head of the National Archives, the bunch of people that lost John F. Kennedy's brain. Those people. And Colleen Shogan has been nominated by Biden to lead the National Archives and the Records Administration, noting she had written a paper this is from Josh Hawley, is basically grilling Colleen Shogan because she had written a paper disparaging every Republican president since World War II. Okay, and so there is clearly a bias there as well, anti-Republican bias. And we don't want somebody with a political axe to grind to be in charge of the nation's memory, which is really what the National Archives are. So anyway, Okay. Out in Los Angeles, George Gascon, their very soft on crime liberal district attorney, is under fire because there was this young mother who was carrying a baby, and a teenage driver just plowed into the mother and child. And now Gascon is agreeing to a plea for the attacker for an early release. Okay, I mean, if you support Donald Trump, you are going away till your grave. But if you run over a mother and a baby, you'll be out in a little bit. You know, you can hold your breath for this long here. Getting back into election fraud, there is a complaint against Mark Zuckerberg saying that he should be charged for 2020 election influence operations. And certainly it is true that Facebook was out there clearly biased toward the Democrats. They were canceling conservative accounts. They canceled mine. They were burying posts critical of Joe Biden or supportive of Donald Trump. And, that is undue election influence. And Zuckerberg's going to say, well, I'm protected by the First Amendment. Look at the Citizens United decision. But people are very unhappy with this. And it's interesting to note that Mark Zuckerberg's wealth has been cut in half this year, which shows you the financial condition of Meta. Okay, because, now the issue of fake users and fake readers and, you know, cheating the advertisers has come up. And these established, you'll pardon the expression, media companies like Facebook and YouTube and Google and Twitter, they are in trouble. They're losing users because nobody wants to be lied to. People want to go to the Internet. They want to be able to find out what is really happening, cheap plug, with the world around them. Like Thomas Jefferson said, it is the highest duty of every citizen to keep themselves fully informed so that they can make good choices. I heartily agree on that one. All right, let's get into COVID and other medical issues. Biden has ordered another 100 million at-home COVID test kits, anticipating that there will be an infection surge this fall. Now, remember, Biden just last Sunday said the pandemic is over, and everybody's saying, no, he didn't mean that, really. No, he was just joking. He was going for the humor there. The pandemic's still out there. Please get the shots, buy the masks, buy this, buy that, so forth and so on here. And Anthony Fauci is saying there will likely be a surge in the fall. And, and golly gee, we're just going to have to enforce vote by mail. You're all going to have to stay home. You can't go to those polling places. You will fall over dead if you do. All right. Now, the New England Journal of Medicine has just published another study, okay, showing that the data collected is proving the theory that COVID-19 vaccines are destroying people's natural immunity. They're calling it a new form of acquired immunodeficiency syndrome. This one is vaccine-induced immunodeficiency syndrome. And the mRNA injections completely degrade the human immune system of the vaccinated population, and it gets worse week after week after week. The damage doesn't go away. You know, bit by bit, just like acquired immunity deficiency syndrome, it only gets worse with time. Now, of course, this is a great business model for the medical industrial complex. You know, they don't want us to be healthy, you know, any more than the military complex wants there to be world peace. They don't. It's bad for business. If we're always sick, if we're always catching whatever bug is floating around or leaked out of a lab or deliberately let out of a lab, then that's more money for them. And that's really a big part of what's driving this. It's all about the Benjamins. They all want to be rich, okay? Just like they want you to be poor. They all want to be healthy, but they need you to be sick and afraid of Russia. That's how it's all working. Now, Rand Paul has vowed this week to continue to work to expose the true origins of the COVID pandemic and uncover a paper trail that he is convinced will lead back to the Wuhan lab research funded by Anthony Fauci and the National Institutes of Health. And don't forget, we reported earlier in the week that there were allegations that COVID was at least being co-developed here in the United States of America. You know, if you've got all these clandestine biological warfare laboratories, you might as well have them working on something. And looking at the sheer number of these clandestine biological warfare labs being supported by the U.S. around the world is why I think World War III is not going to be a nuclear war as much as it will be a biological war. And that is really, I think, even scarier than a nuclear bomb here. Okay, and anyway, Ron Paul continued, basically said culpability to all of these people who made the unwise decision to send this money to China to do dangerous research. That's why they steadfastly resist this, and they have been. Every time somebody says, let's look at Wuhan, Fauci comes on out and says, oh, no, it came from bats. It was just a natural bat virus, and that's already been disproved by scientists over in Europe here. All right. And as if they're not making enough money off of us as it is, there is a new call coming out from the Department of Health and Human Services saying that all adults under the age of 65 need to be screened for anxiety disorders. Okay, if you are under 65, you may be suffering from anxiety disorders. I am, certainly, and I'm over 65. And I know where the anxiety is coming from. It's the actions of the government, okay? And that's perfectly reasonable. But, you know, the mental health industry, they like to take anything that is natural human behavior, declare it a disease, and then sell you medication to cure it. They've even labeled the desire to eat healthy food as a mental illness called orthorexia nervosa. And somebody's going to come up with a pill to make you go on out and just have uncontrollable urges to go to fast food restaurants here. All right, let's get into the international news. It is getting ugly. Now, I noticed, actually, Claire noticed, and I agree with her, that all of a sudden, stories about the actual conflict going on in Ukraine have kind of dried up. You know, it may be that Russia, you know, as one of our callers reported the other day, Russia is retaking all of that ground from Ukraine's counteroffensive, and nobody wants to report on that because the talking point is Russia is defeated, Russia will collapse, we're going to prevail, you know, and you know, the Confederacy was telling their people the same thing right up until that meeting at Appomattox. So, you know, truth is the first casualty of war. Anyway, political analysts, this is a video on True News, are saying that there is a very real possibility of a nuclear war with NATO. You know, the attitude seems to be, well, we spent all this money building all these nuclear weapons. You know, we don't want them to go to waste, you know, and just send them over someplace else here. Medvedev is out there saying that Russia can and will defend their new regions with nuclear weapons. What he's basically saying is that all of these areas that are voting to leave Ukraine and merge with the Russian Federation will be the launching sites for nuclear missiles. They're pushing back. They're taking the game that the U.S. and NATO have been playing of grabbing countries closer and closer to Russia and positioning missiles in them, and now Russia is going to play the same game back. And a lot of people, of my generation at least, are not aware that what triggered the Cuban Missile Crisis was the United States placing nuclear missiles in Turkey that could reach Moscow. And Moscow said, for the sake of stability, please take those missiles home. The U.S. said no, and Russia said, okay, we're going to throw some missiles into Cuba to maintain the balance of terror. And I don't care how balanced it is, I'm getting sick of terror. So what can I tell you here? Meanwhile, the Speaker of the Russian Duma, Yevgeny Volodin, publicly stated that if the West does not stop arming Ukraine, okay, tomorrow they will have problems that are much more serious than those that are now. Okay, we got to take a break for commercials, and we will be right back.
President Biden will decide about running for re-election after the midterms. I'm Peter Serafine with today's Liberty Minute. When asked about his low poll numbers, Biden blamed COVID-19. He said that COVID had an impact on the psyche of the American people. Yeah, Joe, that's what hurt your poll numbers. It couldn't possibly be the increased crime rates or losing 20% of my retirement account because of your economy or fentanyl becoming the number one killer of adults under 45, huge increases in overdose deaths, millions of illegal aliens being allowed to just walk into the country, my utility bills increasing by 30%, sending $70 billion of our tax money to Ukraine, or spending another $1 trillion on your Inflation Extension Act, or our grocery bills being up 13%, or the national debt hitting $30 trillion. I'm sure you're right. COVID is what people are thinking about when polled. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, Sivas Pashem, Parabellum.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on.
And welcome back to our show. We're talking about the international news. Now, Putin seems to be waving an olive branch in the air. The Russian deputy foreign minister earlier today said Moscow will take seriously any sign from the U.S. regarding improvement in relations. My advice is don't hold your breath on that one. Because the United States has a history when the government messes up the economy as badly as they've messed it up now, they get into a war to distract everybody from the hardships and give them a chance to build the economy back up by building tanks and bombs and things like that. Crash of 1907, World War I, crash of 1929, World War II, crash of 2008, possibly crash of 2022, and we're off and running. So, at least Russia made the gesture, but I don't think it's going to go anywhere. Meanwhile, over at that Zaporizhia nuclear power plant, the Ukrainian troops are still shelling the place, and they've managed to hit and damage the cooling system. Now, those reactors have all been shut down, but they still need to be cooled. So do the discarded fuel rods. If they're not kept cool, if they become exposed to the air, they can go back to fissioning spontaneously and uncontrollably, and that would be a bad afternoon for pretty much everybody here. Now, as I mentioned before, we've got the referendums coming up in these regions that are breaking free from Ukraine. And Ukraine is now out there threatening a 5-year prison sentence for anybody voting in the referendums. They're not even making it, a distinction. If you vote for independence, we're going to throw you in jail. They just want, don't show up at all, so that they can claim, well, hardly anybody voted, and therefore the referendums don't really count. But they're threatening steep penalties for anybody who's going to take part in the referendum. Now, that sort of an action smacks of fear. And, of course, Zelensky is looking at the huge margins by which the two referendums down in Crimea passed. The first one was to secede from Ukraine. And the second one was to merge with the Russian Republic. And they were overwhelming victories on those two issues here. Now, this seems to happen for pretty much every war. This is being reported by Aleppo News. And U.S. defense companies are saying, wow, we have an actual real-world combat going on. What a wonderful place to test our new weapons, okay? And, you know, I mean, certainly in the arranged and organized tests, they've done really very, very well. Think Pentagon Wars and the Bradley fighting vehicle. But now's our chance to show what they can do in a real hostile environment. So I guess the Pentagon is about to test their new marshmallow bomb or their new tickle bomb or whatever else it is they've got there over at DARPA. Okay, now Serbia is out there accusing the West of double standards. Okay, because they seem to have different views on Ukraine and Serbia's territorial aggressions. Because here we have the United States and the West saying Ukraine has to keep the Donbass breakaway regions, Crimea should be restored to it, and at the same time telling Serbia that, yes, Kosovo should be an independent state. And, yeah, it's a double standard. It's all these decisions are made ad hoc. You know, are we going to benefit more from forcing Kosovo to stay with Serbia, or will we make more money with an independent Kosovo? Okay, well, Kosovo should be independent. Back with Ukraine, well, we'll probably make more money off of Ukraine if those breakaway regions are welded back onto the country, because we already, American corporations already bought up a lot of that farmland. They don't want to lose that investment. And, you know, humans may come and humans may go, but the money lasts forever, and we should worship and protect that money, sacrifice our children to that money, and so forth and so on here. All right, over in North Korea, they have issued a response to a story that was reported not too long ago that North Korea was going to sell weapons to Russia. And North Korea is saying they have no plans to sell arms to Russia. They're saying it's a conspiracy theory and propaganda to damage relations between North Korea and other countries, not to mention Russia as well. All right, getting into the economy here, and the Dow ended a little over 100 down, so it wasn't a horrible day on the stock market. But there's an article that came on out from Zero Hedge on how the federal interest rate hikes are going to add trillions to the national debt, because that $30 trillion that's sitting out there that the government owes the Federal Reserve, it is accruing interest. And when the Fed hikes the rate, that interest goes up and that debt grows much more quickly. That is the debt trap. That's why Federal Reserve, central banks rather, have been such a successful scam on the human race for the last 300 years. Okay, we got to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extendivite really works. Kate, great for bodybuilding or endurance athletes. I can't say enough about Extendivite. It brings more oxygen to your muscles while working out. I never bought this product for heart health, but to improve circulation, and I am not at all disappointed. I noticed an immediate boost in my gym performance, but I thought I would wait to review in case it was a placebo effect. It definitely was not. This is the most powerful supplement I have ever taken in 30 years of bodybuilding. I have taken everything. Extendivite outperforms them all. The ability to squeeze just one more rep or add just a few more pounds to the barbell depends on your ability to carry oxygen where it counts, deep inside your muscle tissues. The added benefits of heart and liver health I consider a bonus. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Xtendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show. We're talking about the economic news here, and everybody's looking at the increase, a major increase in the prime lending rate coming from the Federal Reserve. And it's going to magnify the problem of the unpayable national debt. And Liz Warren is basically out there wagging a finger at Jerome Powell, saying that the rate hikes will throw millions of Americans out of work because of the pressure that the increased interest rates are going to bring to small businesses. And right now, the Democrats are desperate to find some kind of a scapegoat for what's going wrong with the economy, because they know that most Americans are going to vote with their wallets in November, so they're trying to figure out some way they can blame it on Donald Trump. And it's really kind of a weak argument when you look at the state of the economy when Joe Biden took office versus the economy now, with the increase in prices, the runaway inflation, edging into recession. They have mismanaged it, you know, and Joe Biden's turning out to be a demented bookkeeper, you know, he lost his bottle of red ink, and he keeps seeing those numbers and thinks, oh, it's all good. There we are here. Now, over at the Yale School of Management and the Yale Chief Executive Leadership, they came out with a document that purports to prove that Russia will be crushed by the Western sanctions. And, you know, I used to be of the opinion that the Yale school was a decent school, especially if you wanted to be a locksmith. And but this report is clearly out of touch with reality, because what we're seeing, the sanctions are backfiring. Europe is getting crushed by them. The United States is getting crushed by them. Russia simply turned around, started doing business with other countries around the world, a lot of business with China and so forth. They're not hurting. In fact, the ruble is gaining in value, and their oil revenues are up. This did not work. It probably sounded good in the White House cabinet meeting, but it's not working. That's real world here. Okay, and as if we didn't have enough problems, over in Ohio, there was a BP refinery that provides gasoline for here in the Midwest. They've had to shut it down because there was a fire Tuesday night. They're not saying what caused the fire. And there is an issue as we edge closer to war with Russia and China that we do need to be sensitive to. And I've been thinking about this, about all these food processing facilities that seem to be burning up. It could be sabotage. Okay? It might not be globalist New World Order starving us into submission. It may be Russia and China playing the same kind of dirty tricks on our country that our country has been playing on other countries around the world. You know, sabotage of industries and crops and so forth and so on. Meanwhile, out in California, as if they haven't messed up things enough, they're still looking at a ban on the sale of new diesel trucks. And again, it sounds really good. Oh, we're going to save the planet. We're going to get rid of diesel trucks here and replace them with electric trucks. Well, so far, nobody has come up with an electric truck with any kind of a decent range to it. So, you know, this is going to really slow down the supply chain, because these electric trucks, they're going to have to go maybe 100 miles and then sit there for hours to recharge and go another 100 miles and so forth and so on. I don't have the exact numbers, but that's basically where we're going to be looking at. And where is all the electricity to charge the electric vehicles coming from? It's coming from oil and coal-fired power plants. So it's really not clean. It's not environmentally friendly. I mean, the electric cars are cool. I looked at one when, you know, we got our Honda was stolen, and now we've got the Hyundai, which I really love. It's a great car. it's not really green. You know, it's just the smoke is happening someplace else. It's kind of like how Martha's Vineyard feels about the illegal immigrants. They're a great idea. Just put them someplace else so we don't have to look at them. Meanwhile, it is becoming obvious that the process of mining lithium for these massive batteries for the electric vehicles is very destructive to the environment. It is about as far away from ecologically sound as you can possibly get. And most of this is taking place in China, which means if we do go to war with China, we're not going to get that lithium to put into our batteries here. Meanwhile, up in Norway, and I absolutely love this one, they're about to shut down one of their wind farms because it can't withstand strong winds. Now, that seems like a real design flaw to me. It seems rather short-sighted. We actually had the same thing on the island of Oahu. Now, the first experiment in Hawaii with wind power was down on the Big Islands. The remains of that are now sitting there corroding away, and the tourists take pictures of it, which is okay. But on the north shore of Oahu, they set up a new wind farm. It's very impressive to look at. It really is. But every time the wind gets above a certain level, they have to feather the vanes on those turbines, on those wheels, and basically shut them down. Otherwise, they could blow over. You know, it's just insane. Let's see. And probably because of this and other issues, article out of Zero Hedge, the stunning success of the Green Revolution is yet another progressive myth. Okay, and it is. I mean, first of all, human-caused global warming was a myth. You know, the climate changes all the time. It always has. It always will. It is controlled primarily by that fusing ball of hydrogen up in the sky and the slowly changing shape of the Earth's orbit. Those two phenomena dominate climate here on the Earth. Okay, and that's something that is way beyond the technology of the liberals to change that. But you know, they basically like to scream, "Oh, there's going to be a disaster here. You should all be afraid." And you know, if you will give us your obedience and your tax money, we'll save you from the big ugly climate Zilla that is coming to devour you. Meanwhile, over in France, they're getting ready to nationalize their nuclear industry. And industry is currently 84% state-owned. But France is thinking about just making it 100% and trying to run it to keep the electricity running to the French people to avoid a period of uncertainty and potential riots and protests and revolution from people who are not able to get any electricity back into their homes or factories here. Now, our Senate here in the United States yesterday ratified an international treaty that mandates nations to stop using hydrofluorocarbons in cooling equipment, refrigerators, air conditioners, things like that. I remember when the big stink was Freon, had to get rid of Freon here. And we're going to use hydrofluorocarbon, which was more expensive than Freon, less efficient, meaning you had to run your refrigerators and your air conditioners longer. And it turns out the replacement for the hydrofluorocarbon is also much less thermally efficient, which means you're going to be running those air conditioners and refrigerators and freezers that much longer. And guess what? They use electricity. So this is going to exacerbate the power shortage. It's like nobody is really thinking outside their own little box. I've got to push hydrofluorocarbon. No, I've got to get rid of hydrofluorocarbons. We'll go with this other thing. And it's somebody else's problem what the ramifications will be. Now, remember the squad. Rashida Tlaib was out there saying it's time to end all financing for fossil fuel development. And again, it sounds really good in a news bite. But as I mentioned the other day, one should not blow out one candle until the next candle is firmly lit, or you're going to wind up stumbling around in the dark, which seems to be on its way here. J.P. Morgan Chase's CEO, Jamie Dimon, came on out saying this is a ridiculous idea. We should be investing more in oil and gas to reduce carbon dioxide. Not sure about that last part. But, you know, until somebody comes up with a workable alternative, let's not destroy what we have right now. And one of the things I don't like about the liberal climate agenda is they're out there with this attitude. It's our problem to point out what's wrong with these approaches to modern problems. And you say, well, what do you suggest as an alternative? Oh, it's not my job to figure that out. You figure it out. You make it work. Okay, and we'll come and take credit for it. And, of course, behind that is the other issue about whether carbon dioxide is really that big a deal, because it is a necessary component of life on Earth. Plants use carbon dioxide and sunlight to produce sugars and, you know, the material for which the plants will use to grow, where they can be eaten by animals and so forth and so on. If you got rid of all the carbon dioxide, the entire biosphere would collapse without it. And as we pointed out many times, commercial greenhouses deliberately increase the level of CO2 inside them to have their plants grow faster and produce more saleable product. You know, works perfectly well. CO2 is not your enemy. And more people are realizing that, which is why all of a sudden they're switching to nitrogen and its oxides, and they're really bad, and we've got to, you know, end nitrogen. Nitrogen is about 75% of the air you are breathing right now this minute. And you all seem kind of healthy to me, okay? Again, create a crisis out of thin air and then offer to sell everybody a solution. Our government is operating on the same moral plane as the traveling medicine show snake oil salesman of another age. That's exactly what they're doing. All right. upping the issue on immigration, courtesy of Ron DeSantis, the plane that took the migrants to Martha's Vineyard is now en route to an area near Biden's two homes. They're going to drop off the illegals there. And Biden's going to say, how dare you do that? How dare you bring them into our state? And, of course, DeSantis is going to say, how dare you bring them into my state? You know, because somebody has to help all the illegal immigrants get to Florida. I mean, they can cross that border into Texas and Arizona, but Florida doesn't have a border with Mexico. There's a lot of water in the way. So, anyway, now we have confirmed that Venezuela is intentionally emptying their prisons and sending all their violent criminals to the United States border, where they're just waved on in and say, yeah, you know, go do what you're going to do. And they are doing it. Sadly, tragically. And it is interesting to remember that Donald Trump did predict this was going to happen if the borders were left open. And, of course, the historical precedent for that was when the United States decided to open their borders to Cuban refugees. And Fidel Castro just went on down to the prisons in Cuba, emptied them out, gave them boats, and said, 90 miles that way, and you will get free stuff. So there we are. All righty. We are seeing a situation. I think we reported yesterday that Disney is reimagining traditional European stories with non-white characters. And I don't think they're going to make a lot of money with this. People are getting very unhappy with that. And they're now in the process of making a live-action version of The Little Mermaid. And they're turning Ariel black. Okay, now Ariel is the daughter of King Neptune, so I guess they're going to turn him black as well. Or Mrs. Neptune was fooling around, who can say. And Chinese Disney fans are absolutely furious. And this gets back to something I said a little bit earlier in the week. You know, if you want a black hero or heroine or gay hero, or whatever, transgender hero, fine, create one from the ground up, and they will be accepted. But if you take the traditional model of a given superhero, like Superman, and all of a sudden you're going to make him gay or black or whatever, people who grow up with those icons, they're going to reject it. They're absolutely going to reject it. And, you know, Disney's losing money on all of this stuff, which is probably why they've increased the prices at their resorts way out of line with the rate of inflation. Okay, now back in the 1970s, a ticket to get into Disneyland was about $3.50, allowing for inflation. That would put it about just under $30 now, but it's actually over $100. And it's so bad that people going into Disneyland will hide their extra kids, inside the little pram and say, we have this little baby and that's all. And they'll get inside and then some 3 or 4 year old crawls out from underneath and they're all off to have a really good time. And now, I was talking with Claire about Disneyland, and I told you the story where last time we went, we felt like we were being treated like prisoners of war, searched, patted down, our bags looked into, and we turned around, didn't even go into the park. And I think more and more people are starting to feel like that. And, Disney is always promoting itself. Claire and I, just for laughs, went out to visit the Disney Resort that's on Oahu, and we were tremendously disappointed. You know, it was just another hotel, only with some Disney characters glued on the outside, and that was basically it. All right. Okay, now, getting into gun rights, okay, there is a judge, U.S. Judge Landia McCafferty, that ruled in a case of Kyle Guay, who sued Sig Sauer, claiming that Sig Sauer had sold a pistol in a dangerous condition that led to an accidental shooting. And the judge said, Sig Sauer, had adequate instructions. It is the responsibility of the consumer and the purchaser to learn how to operate the firearm safely. I certainly agree with that. And again, when I was a kid, they taught gun safety in the schools. Schools had shooting clubs. All right? And I think everybody should have a gun safety course if they're even considering buying a gun. You know, don't rely on movies like that one from Alec Baldwin to learn how to handle a gun safely. Meanwhile, over in California, the state Senate yesterday voted 28-8 to exempt themselves from the gun control laws that apply to the rest of the California population. Oh, yes, short magazines, you can't have this, you can't have that. We can. You know, we're elites. We're in the Senate. We're allowed to have assault weapons, but not you. You know, hypocrisy, it really is here. Okay, now there's this gun rights activist, Heller. You probably recognize the name from the Heller decision on the Supreme Court, and has filed a suit against Washington, D.C. over one of their gun laws regarding the number of rounds you can carry. The D.C. government has caved in on this issue, and that law is now gone. We've got to take a break. Commercials will be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Hey, do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the ones in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, or fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you'll see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Check us out at SusannahSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
Hello, I'm Peter Serafine, and I'm the new host of National Intel Report on Thursdays here on Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm a gun-owning constitutionalist who believes that the only role of government is to protect my rights. I believe the First Amendment makes us free, and the Second Amendment keeps us free. If those ideas sound good to you, then join me in the National Intel Report, Thursdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our Easy 4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Born in the city with a silver spoon, great-grandson of the oil tycoon, raised by wolves, thinks he owns the moon, socialist banker to the one-world goons, Davy Rockefeller, chairman of the CFR.
All right, welcome back to our show here. We're talking about guns and gun rights. And lately, a lot of people have become very upset that the government has approached credit card companies to flag all gun and ammo purchases with a special code so the government can use that to build a list of people who might shoot back. And the state of Florida has responded saying that if credit card companies start tracking gun and ammunition sales, Florida will pass laws against those companies. So, again, I'm really beginning to like Ron DeSantis. I really am here. Okay, now, there was this incident last weekend where this man armed with an axe went inside a New York City McDonald's and started chopping things up here. And, you know, he's been released from jail without bail. Okay? So now they're demanding a 10-day waiting period to purchase an axe or a sword or scissors and so forth and so on. And, you know, the guy who got let go, you know, he defended his quick release saying, well, I was in jail for 18 hours. You know, that's got to count for something here. yeah, right. Absolutely. Meanwhile, the other day, the CEO of McDonald's, which is headquartered in Chicago, came on out saying that a lot of companies are going to leave Chicago because it has become such a crime-ridden city. Their staff doesn't feel really safe. And today, Mayor Lightfoot responded saying that McDonald's CEO needs to educate himself. Okay, that he doesn't have a realistic grasp of the matter. I think probably the CEO does. And, you know, Lightfoot is just trying to sort of paper over the crime problem in Chicago because she wants to look good for her next election. So we'll see what happens there. Now, 100 of 102 Illinois state's attorneys oppose the cash bail system that allows people with crimes up to second-degree murder out of jail. And this is ridiculous. I mean, no wonder crime is out of control. You know, you commit a crime, second-degree murder, you get arrested, you get processed, you get let go again. Where is the incentive for criminals to alter their lifestyle? It isn't there. It absolutely isn't there. The Democratic cities are deliberately increasing the crime rate. Now, I don't know what the agenda might be. It might be, well, we're going to have a national lockdown to go after all those criminals, starting with all those criminals who have guns. If you have a gun, you're a criminal, and that's all we need to know here. And meanwhile, let's see, there is this governor of Wisconsin, Tony Evers, is being mocked for paroling murderers and child rapists by the hundreds. So, anyway, getting into economic news, getting into other news here, the United Nations to the European Union don't backtrack on the climate goals amid the energy crunch. By the way, it's already snowing in parts of Ukraine. We got to take a break for station identification. We're going to open the phone lines 512-248-8252, and we'll be right back.
Sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.